Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
I set out a goal 2 years when I came back to bring a championship to this city. I gave everything that I had. I put my heart, my blood, my sweat, my tears to this game, and against all odds.
Just be the best version of yourself in anything that you do. You don't have to live anybody else's story. Sometimes people make it seem like you have to have certain prerequisites or a crazy life story in order to be successful in this world. Doesn't matter where you come from, what you have or don't have, what you lack, what you have too much of, but all you need to have is faith in God, an undying passion for what you do or what you choose to do in this life, and a relentless drive and the will to do whatever it takes to be successful and whatever you put your mind to.
There is a period in everybody's journey where they are so different because they've started to do new things that they no longer fit in with their old set of friends, but they're not sufficiently developed that they've gained their new set of friends, and they're unsure. Should I go back? Should I lean back into getting a bag in with the boys on a weekend? Is that the highest, you know, way that I can live my life passion forward? Because that's what everybody else does. And all of my friends are taking the piss. Oh, not drinking again. Too good for us, are we? Not going out again this week. Oh, okay. Well, like, enjoy staying in home and reading. Nerd. So you're going to feel the pain of being ostracized from the group of friends that you used to have. But you're stuck in this messy middle where you haven't yet worked out who you are on the other side of this. And that lonely chapter that's in the middle is something that I would say almost nobody that I've ever met who has gone from a place where they are to a place where they want to be hasn't gone through.
But what it takes is a discipline that no one can ever even... They just don't understand it. They don't understand. Everybody has the ability to do it, but they just don't want to. They want to keep asking questions and keep going to seminars. And the greatness is right in you. And that's why, once again, I'll say this a million times here, I do not feel sorry for you. I will not sugarcoat what I'm going to say to you, because all of you know what I'm saying is the truth. Everybody knows it's the truth. This is what it looks like. And you know it too. You know what, too? This is what, if you ain't got nothing, I hate to tell you, what it looks like is ugly. It's not a documentary. It's not an HBO special. You ain't gonna watch it, but hey, man, you guys gotta watch this. No, it's like, oh God, this looks like a train wreck. It's like a nightmare. This looks like this guy got, no. That's what it looks like. Hard work looks horrible. It's not motivating. It's not motivating at all. It ain't like Rocky round 14. He gets knocked down and goes like this to Apollo Creed. It looks like a man being stuck in a dungeon. And there's no way out. But you have the key. But you refuse to use it.
Bro, what are you doing with your life, bro? What are you, like, I thought you said you want to be a great. I thought you said you want to be the best. But you don't act like you don't move like you. You wake up late. You sleep late. You don't study. You don't work out. You don't want this. And no one's going to feel sorry for you when you don't get it. That's your problem.
He's heavy.
I know he's heavy.
But I'm strength.
Then you negotiate with your body to find more strength. But don't you give up on me, Brock. You keep going. You hear me? You keep going. You're doing good. You keep going. Do not quit on me. You keep going.
It hurts.
I know it hurts. You keep going. You keep going. It's all hard from here. 30 more steps. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Keep going.
Burn.
And let it burn.
Arms are burning.
It's all hard. You keep going, Brock. Come on. Come on. Keep going.
I'm trying to build people up. I'm trying to armor their mind. I'm trying to get them the belief. Because this world we live in is tough. It's tough. It will beat you down. The world and the life that we live in is the ultimate competitor.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityCairo.com. That's AbilityCairo.com.
It will try to take you out. It will find your weakness, and it will just hammer you.
You can't be comfortable with yourself if you don't know who yourself is. And you can't know who yourself is if you don't stop looking at how everybody around you is, and start looking at what makes you comfortable and what makes you uniquely you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, and maybe not the next month. Only one thing is true. I will be champion one day. I promise. I promise.
I think the best way to prove your value is to work, is to learn, is to absorb, to be a sponge. But you always want to outwork your potential. You know, as hard as you believe you can work harder than that.
Am I happy? I don't know. Never really thought about it. Don't really care about it. Because all I really cared about was when I looked in that mirror, I saw a piece of shit.
It doesn't matter where you start. It's where you're going and how you pick yourself back up from those falls. And just dream big and then dream bigger after that. Because you never know where your dream will take you.
I love that.
Success is the only revenge. As you expand, they shrink into irrelevance. As you get louder, no one can hear them. You don't beat them. You cast a shadow so big, no one can see them to begin with. When people copy, they copy the wrong stuff because they don't know why it worked to begin with. And when it breaks, they don't know how to fix it because they didn't build it. So don't sweat it. Copycats will always be behind.
Hey, bro, I need you to get back in that mode again. That mode where nothing can take you off your pivot. You were just putting in that work every single day. See, that version of you is different. You got to tap back into it. Don't be out here playing with your potential because you one of them ones, bro. You special. And you weren't meant to be a person that could have been the one. You are the one. So I need you to get back moving like it. Before it's too late.
But I don't need money. I don't need fame. I don't need shit. So I give it all away. What I do need is to make sure that willpower is worked on every day and every night for the rest of my life. Because that's the one thing that's going to keep me feeding you, keeping you where you need to be. Because once that willpower is gone, 300-pound David Goggins, he may not be look like it, but I will walk around with it. So the things that are important to you in life, you must do always, or you're nobody. And that's how I handle relationships.
Bet against me. Bet against me. Tell me it's not going to happen. Tell me it's going to fail. I love it. I love every minute of it.
Again, please don't call me arrogant, because what I'm saying is true. I'm European champion, so I'm not one of the bottle. I think I'm a special one.
I'd rather die. I would rather die than be that loser guy. Think about that. Do you want to walk out that door a damn loser, or do you want to walk out the door a winner? That, you know, I'll fight to the death. And sometimes I actually went close to death. It sounds crazy, but you got to give it that much. If you want results, otherwise you'll be like everybody else. The majority of the population, they think they're training hard. That was hard.
There's been this unrelenting voice in my head. We all have this voice. It's the right or wrong voice. And a lot of times that voice guides us into comfort. And my voice guided me into comfort a lot. But I had this other voice I heard my whole life saying, hey, motherfucker, what are you doing? Nah, man, we got to go over here. We got to go over here to that rock pile over in the corner where nobody's at. That's where victory's at. We're over there in that corner. I wasn't a real smart kid growing up, but I had this crazy voice in my head saying, over there is where the answers are. And I wouldn't listen to it because over there was pain. Over there was me looking in the mirror. Over there was me being accountable for all these things I went through my life. Even though people put them on me, it's now mine to own. And I didn't want to go over there by myself, but I had to. And this voice was guiding me there. It's God, whatever you want to call it. But that's what it was in me.
Hey, bro. You better get ready to buckle up, because this shit get no easier, bro. What, you think the grind gets easier? Come on, bro. You silly, man. This ground's only for the strong ones, bro. And if you weak, I suggest you go ahead and leave. It's tough, but it's true. Be safe.
And over the years, I've developed me. Me. What works for me. What I like, what I'm comfortable with, whether it be my wardrobe, whether it be the beard, whether it be the hair. Whatever it is, it's me. And I don't ask, what is everybody around me doing? And so that's what I need to do.
I don't know why we want to take the hardest road. I don't know why the man above gives me the hardest road, but it's nothing the man above don't put you in situations that you can't handle. And I just kept that same positive attitude, like, instead of saying, why me? They're saying, this is what he want me to do.
The most frustrating thing in the world for me is when normal people judge a man like myself on what it really takes to extract greatness from nothing. It takes every bit of who you are if you choose that route. If you don't, Merry Christmas. Do what you got to do. But yeah, all these things for me, like I told you, man, I'm gonna keep it real. I'm not coming here to talk about, like, you know, perform without purpose. Because I go through, when I write these books, I go through, I try to dumb down David Goggins. How can I give normal people, and I'm normal, but I found something that most don't want to find. How can I speak to people and give them something from this crazy psychotic brain that I've developed? How can I give them that? So I sit down with Jennifer for years and write down, perform without purpose, callous your mind, armor your mind, the cookie jar.
I'd say just listen to yourself. Don't listen to anybody else. Not one person, because God forbid anything went wrong. You can't blame other people and start pointing the finger. Always know that you're only to blame yourself, because you made that decision. And whatever you do in life, never regret it. Never if, buts, shoulda, woulda, coulda. Give everything while you can, when you can, and leave nothing to behind.
So never give up. Without commitment, you'll never start. But more importantly, without consistency, you'll never finish. It's not easy. Keep striving, never give up, fall down 7 times, get up 8.
It is hard. It's hard when you're young to wake up in the off season at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. It's hard when you're on your way to practice, weighed down with all your gear, and it's 90 degrees out and all the other kids are at the pool or at the beach, and your body is already completely exhausted from workouts in 2-a-days.
But the biggest key to success in anything you do is you gotta have an unlimited supply of fuck you. This drive and passion, and it may come from nothing. Like for me, there was no passion, no drive, no nothing. But I had this fire that I'm going to be somebody. And it has to be there, because on all those bad days, on all those days you don't want to do shit, you have to be your own motivator, your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything. So to do that, you have to come into work, and work is, whatever your work may be, ready to go. And what that means is you may have failed miserably yesterday, but you come to work like, be like, man, you just lost everything. How the hell are you this f***ing damn motivated? Because this is what it takes. This is what the f*** it takes. And you got to get it from wherever you can. Whether you make up this illusion of your life or this false reality that gets you motivated, whatever gets you motivated, it's got to be here at the tip of your brain at all times. Because in those dark moments, you gotta pull it out. So that's the big thing for me, man. I was always fired up at all times.
Make sure you live in the moment and work your butt off every single day. And I hope I inspire people all around the world to just be themselves, be humble, and be grateful for all the blessings in your life. And I'm truly honored to be your MVP this year. So thank you very much.
Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship. Keep moving, keep growing, keep learning. See you at work.
Most people are missing something. because they don't know who they are. They never examine themselves. They've never done this experiment on themselves. The lab rat, we're all lab rats, but you're also the scientist. You create your own self. Most people are missing something because there's so much trapped in there. I don't even want to say potential. I think that's where you use out too much too. There's so much in you that you have not unlocked, that you walk around with this gorgeous wife or great husband, all this money. You're like, God, I feel like I'm missing something. Yeah, because it's about 75% of you is still f***ing in there. Still chained up because you just didn't want to find your willpower.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Didn't want to find your soul, your will, your heart, your determination, your guts, your courage. And what that looks like, it looks scary.
It's hard to throw, catch, block, and tackle, and hit kids when they're way bigger and way more developed than you. Only to go home that night bruised and battered and strained, but knowing you have to show up again the next day for just the chance to try again. But understand this, life is hard.
Whether you like it or not, from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed, a lot of us are at war with ourselves. And within that war, you have several battles. Those battles are basically choices. No, I'm not talking about a war that you might find in the Colosseum. I'm talking about a war that's in your brain. That war exists because life has so many choices. Within those choices, you gotta make right decisions. But you know what? Yeah. When the alarm goes off in the morning, you don't have to wake up. Don't wake up. Don't worry about that. When you're in school, you know what? Man, it's too hard to study. So don't study. You know what? Don't eat healthy because you don't have to. So guess what? When you fail, don't blame your mom. Don't blame your dad. Don't blame teachers. The only person you have to blame is yourself.
I hope that it's given the millions of people that I've touched the optimism and the desire to achieve their goals through hard work, perseverance, and positive attitude. One day you might look up and see me playing the game at 50. Because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion.
Maybe you're a piece of shit. Maybe you want to be nobody. Maybe you're happy exactly where you are in life, because obviously you are. Maybe you don't have the determination to be somebody better than who you are. And if you want to live with that, if you're good with being who you are, I'll support you in that. I'm thinking about my plan for the next day. And I'm thinking about all these different obstacles that may come up. So basically, a lot of us aren't prepared for life. We get up willy-nilly and just hope life is going to happen. It is going to happen. But it's going to happen with a prepared mind or an unprepared mind. Most people attack life with an unprepared mind.
I've been listening to laughter all my career.
Yeah.
I've been listening to them laugh my whole career. They've been laughing. What? An Irishman win a Cage Warriors world title? Hell no. You serious? An Irishman? An Irishman win a fight in the UFC? Hell no. Laugh. Laughs all around. Okay, you got to win. Now he wants to win a world title? Hell no, he's all talk, he's all hype, he's a joke. Laughter all round at the Joker. Then the Joker goes and wins the world title. Now he wants to win a second world title. More laughter. The sound of laughter and the sound of doubt motivates me, so.
What you doing here? Don't you have practice?
Not anymore, I quit.
Oh. Well, since when are you the quitting kind?
I don't know, I just don't see the point anymore.
So you didn't make the dress list. There are greater tragedies in the world.
I wanted to run out of that tunnel for my dad. To prove to everyone
prove
that I worked...
what?
That I was somebody.
Oh, you are so full of crap. You're 5 feet nothing. 100 and nothing. And you got hardly a speck of athletic ability. And you hung in with the best college football team in the land for 2 years. And you're also going to walk out of here with a degree from the University of Notre Dame. In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself. And after what you've gone through, if you haven't done that by now, it ain't gonna never happen.
If you have to ask how to get motivated to go to the gym, you don't need to be going to the gym. You don't want it enough.
You don't want it. And that's the harsh reality. I can't give you shit. This is your new life. Take it or leave it. There's no happiness about it. There's no peace behind it. It sucks. It just sucks. And that's the one thing, if I could teach anybody anything, it just sucks. And it's going to continue to suck. And then you get even more depressed. This is what I went through. And then you're hungry because now you're depressed. It's just a vicious cycle. And if you're not strong mentally and you have no willpower, you're going to continue falling back in this hole versus the man that sits back and goes, all right, motherfucker.
When you're sick and tired of looking and feeling like shit, you'll show up, motherfucker. I'll see you there. Because you're going to look in the mirror and you're going to be like, fuck that. You're going to want to be in the gym. And if you're going to make this a lifestyle, then you have to raise the impetus, goals, inspiration, and goddamn real desire to be there. The people that have no problem showing up to the gym are the people that want to be there. And no amount of Rocky Balboa movies are going to get you to that place.
This is what it took for me to be me. Sorry. It didn't take, hey, okay, we're going to do this today. No, this really sucks. This is real, dude.
I just hopefully keep going. That's it. It's nothing I can do about it. So I think physically I'm fit. Tennis is mental. You know, it's all mental.
We've always thought of great athletes as the strongest, the fittest, chiseled to perfection. But what's a strong body without a sound mind? We're so focused on strength that we forget to strengthen our focus. The mind is like a muscle. The more you train it, the stronger it becomes. And while the greats master the body, the greatest master the mind.
I've had my shares of ups and downs. I've had many struggles. I've had blood clots in both my lungs at the same time. I lived through tragedies and controversies. People looked down on me, put me down because I didn't look like them. I had critics say, I will never win another Grand Slam when I was only at number 7. And now here I stand today with 21 Grand Slam titles, and I'm still going. I cannot help but think of my favorite poet, Maya Angelou. She has this poem called, And Still I Rise. So here it goes. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. Did you want to see me broken, bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling like teardrops weakened by my soulful cries? Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. From a past that's rooted in pain, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I rise. I am the dream and the hope of a slave, I rise.
You have no f***ing idea how great you really are. Because you are using such minimal of what you have. And if people can learn to focus, this is what's possible. While it may not be pretty, I will have normal, everyday people picking me apart. Oh, his life is miserable. Who wants to live like that? He looks, it's crazy how it's almost like he's sick, he's psychotic.
I always felt it was my job and my responsibility to come out and play the game at a high level and be as great as I can be, because there is a kid in the inner city somewhere that's looking for inspiration and that's going to need it and maybe get it from me. So,
and the only message I want to get across to people is, once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything. Mm-hmm. And I find it fascinating. I'm fascinated because I'll be in these moments. I put these guys on some pedestal.
Yeah. Which people do with you?
They do with me, and they shouldn't. I was this guy who was a piece of shit looking at these. Oh my God, how are you guys? It's amazing. But once I worked my way up there, I said, my God, man, we can all compete, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Let's go. You ain't good, man. You ain't never f***ing arrived. And that's just my mentality. You may have more, but you never fucking arrive. You want to be uncommon amongst uncommon people. Period.
Uncommon amongst uncommon people is one of the greatest ways to put it.
There's no magic pill or a magic potion. All you can do is outwork the man that God created, or woman, in you. And what that looks like is unfun. That's why I said, do not do a documentary on me. Because people will not see the truth. They will see what they want to see. I don't want to live like that. Good. Good. And you will live exactly the way you live now, questioning who you are, wondering what is possible, wondering what you are capable of doing. That's how that looks. Or you can be me.
What doubts do you have about yourself internally?
It's not, I've never, doubt is such a strange thing. I mean, it's, there'll be times where you succeed and there are times that you fail. So wasting your time doubting whether you're going to be successful or not is pointless. It is. I mean, you just put one foot in front of the other, you control what you can't control, and then you see what the outcome is. Right? If you win, great. You're going to have to wake up the next day and do the journey over again. If you lose, it sucks, but you're going to have to wake up the next day and do the journey all over again anyway. Right? So it's really pointless to sit here and debate or have doubt or this, that, and the other. You train as hard as you can, and you step out there and you let it flow.
Seneca famously said that the mind focused on future events is miserable. I see so many people focusing on the things that they cannot control. They want to make $1 million, but obviously you can't dictate the specific day that you're going to become a millionaire. They want to develop a better physique, but you can't specifically dictate the day where you'll be proud of the body that you have if you're overweight or if you're too skinny. You need to understand that you can't be focused on the future. What you need to be focused is on the present moment. What you can control today, the habits that you input today, the amount of work ethic and good attitude that you portray today, these are the things that matter. The Stoics used to speak about these things because it is so easy to either reminisce in the past or to be conjuring imaginary scenarios of the future, oftentimes negative, that lead a present moment of stress and a state of being miserable. So if you want to be in a life that is full of equanimity. Equanimity means the calmness of the soul. And a life that is full of peace, you need to be here now, focusing on what you can control. If you want to make more money, perfect. Clock in. If you want to become more financially literate, you're going to have to pick up the books and get educated. If you want a better physique, you're going to have to eat healthier food and you're going to have to exercise. Not focused on the future, but focused on what you can do today. And by natural law, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. The universe will give you exactly what you deserve. Don't live a life of misery by living in the past or living in the future, but live a life of peace and equanimity by being here right now.
One thing about life is that people in life, they're the ultimate puppet masters. They exploit your weakness and they love to walk you around life and own space in your head. One of the biggest ways to cut those strings and walk on your own two fucking feet to your own destination in life is to build self-respect, self-esteem, self-discipline, all those things. Stay hard is not just about going to the gym. Stay hard is about going that extra step when you feel like you can. That's what builds self-esteem and self-respect. Stay hard.
I can't fight him. He has all my weapons. I have nothing.
When you began your journey, you were determined. Nothing could stop you. And now that you are so close, are you willing to give up so easily?
It was easier at the beginning.
Beginnings are often easier. But think of all that you have accomplished along your journey.
What's the point of fighting my way up the mountain when someone else is just going to come up the easy way?
There is always going to be someone who does things the easy way. But that should not stop you from doing things the right way. It is your journey, young warrior.
These moments, it's this journey. And like I felt this before having the trophy around my neck. It's the journey. It's the experience. It's knowing that you pushed past times where you wanted to quit. And you got shit done. You pushed through it. So to everyone out there whose dreams are scaring you, who dreams make you want to quit, just don't quit. It's good. Your dreams should be big. They should be scary. Just keep pushing through. I have this thing I say, champion mentality. It's not about winning. It's not about a trophy. It's about having no quit. It's about giving everything you have so that when you show up on game day, before the results are over, you're proud of yourself. You know the work you put in.
One way to increase the probability that things will unfold for you properly is to
is to not lie. Just stop lying. Period. Stop saying things you believe to be untrue. Stop doing things you know to be wrong. Just start with that. You'll get closer and closer to the truth. And the truth is the adventure of life. That's the advantage to the truth. You have the world on your side. But obviously, because if you're lying about things, you're opposing reality.
That is your glory. You know, that is your glory. Your failure, and then your getting back up. The man who never fails.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
The man who never fell has no glory. The man who fell and got back up, that's where his glory is. The man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory.
Wow.
That man has more courage, way more courage than the guy who was so strong from birth that he never fell. There's no glory in that.
You have to accept that all your excuses are lies. They are lies, all of them. Think about the things that you tell yourself, the lies you use to rationalize taking the easy road. Taking the easy road and leaving discipline behind. Think about them. You don't have time. That's a lie. You don't have support. That's a lie. You don't have the equipment or the gear. Lies. You don't know the best way. Who cares? That's a lie. Or you're too old or you're too young. Of course you're too old or too young. Lie. And there's you're too busy. Sure you are. That's a lie.
When the narrative should be, you need to work harder. You need to discipline your mind better. We need to help people more than just saying it's okay. It's okay that you're not willing to help yourself out. That's not okay. It's not okay. It's not acceptable. Even though it's your life, if that's acceptable, that's unacceptable. And there's a lot of people in this world, me included, that if I accepted that, I wouldn't be anywhere. So yeah, a lot of people just, they start creating a narrative about themselves that make it okay. The ultimate get out of jail free card. And now the world is set up to have so many get out of jail free cards. Everything is okay. And you can't say a mother thing about it.
I'm fine. It's all right. It's a bed that I made for myself. I happily lay in it. And I'll be fine figuring it out, moving forward. Sun don't stop for nobody, man. Sun don't fuck. Sun gonna be up in the morning regardless. That sun is going to be up in the morning regardless of how I feel and how depressed I am. The sun is going to shine in the morning, and at nighttime the moon going to be there, and you're going to look up. These days going to keep going by. So do you let the days go by and look up and you done wasted a year doing what? Or do you just pick it up? Alright, got to figure it out, made some mistakes, life goes on. Let me figure out life from this point.
At the end of the day, nobody cares what we're going through, how your body feels. Nobody cares. We gotta do our job. And, we emphasize that to each other again today. You know, hey, I got your back. You got mine. Nobody cares, man. We gotta go. And before practice, during practice, after practice, you know, we're always just trying to push whoever's listening that, is it fair? No.
You want to become best. You want to become champion. And now you want to say like you're tired. Who cares? You're tired or not? Nobody cares about you.
You know, kid, in times like this, my buddy Timon here says you got to put your behind in your past.
No.
I mean,
amateur, lie down before you hurt yourself. It's you got to put your past behind you. Look, kid,
bad things happen and you can't do anything about it, right?
Right.
Wrong. When the world turns its back on you, you turn your back on the world.
It's all fun and games. The guns are going off. It's like a pep rally. Yeah, hoo-yah. Yeah, motherfucker. But then what they do is they shut that shit off. They shut it off. All that hoo-yah, all that hype gets real quiet. And they march you out to that surf zone for something called surf torture. That water, that Pacific Ocean is cold as shit. So no more pep rally. You're now in your head. You're linked arms with, you know, your brothers beside you. You don't know if they're going to be there long or not. You don't care. You think about yourself. You lay back and that first wave hits you. Your mind goes straight from hour 2 all the way to hour 1:30.
Fear is my friend.
Uh-huh.
I love fear. Fear allows me to reach my highest potential. Mm-hmm. The fear of failing is an illusion.
Yeah.
Fear is an illusion, but we have to have desire. We have to have something that pushes us. Fear pushes us.
Uh-huh.
Is that stress primarily comes from not taking action over something that you can have some control over. So if I find that some particular thing is causing me to have stress, that's a warning flag for me. What it means is there's something that I haven't completely identified, perhaps in my conscious mind, that is bothering me, and I haven't yet taken any action on it. I find as soon as I identify it and make the first phone call or send off the first email message or whatever it is that we're going to do to start to address that situation, even if it's not solved, the mere fact that we're addressing it dramatically reduces any stress that might come from it. So stress comes from ignoring things that you shouldn't be ignoring.
Don't half-ass it. Don't half-ass it. Boy, that never goes out of style, does it? I mean, think about it. If you're gonna do something, if you've chosen to do something, whatever it is, easy, hard, if you give it your all and you don't half-ass it, win, lose, draw, get what you want, don't get what you want, whatever the outcome is, if you don't half-ass it, at least you're not gonna have to wonder, ooh, would the outcome have been different? What if I did give it my all? And boy, wondering that is what keeps us up at night.
Let me be very clear. I'll never give up. Never.
Get scared easy. When I may be doing harmful in training, but when I go on that track, it's like I transform. The confidence I have when I'm out there is different. No matter how far you think you're ahead of me, I'm gonna catch you. That's my mentality that I go there with. I'm never scared of anything, never scared of anyone. It's all about business when I go out there. And everything comes together when I'm on the track. Try to do your best in training, but sometimes I've watched and I've seen different athletes over the years, not only Jamaicans, British athletes. When they're trained, they try to overdo it. You gotta work with what the coach says. A lot of people, they run hard, and then you can't finish the set. It's never like that. One thing I've learned over the years from my coach is that the last one is the most important one. That's when you improve. So if you run, if you got 16, you're in 5, and you're tired, you're dying, you gotta even take a little bit more rest time, take one more minute and go. Because that's when you start improving. That's when the work pays off now, because your legs are dead. And you gotta push your body. You gotta overcome. It's like you're moving past a barrier, moving a step forward. A lot of people just wanna stop because they're dead tired. But you gotta do that extra one. That's when you improve.
Small minds discuss other people. Gossip. Good minds discuss events. Great minds discuss ideas.
Knowledge and experience and wisdom takes time. Wisdom comes from experience, and experience takes time. The more experience you have, the more you learn from that experience, the wiser you can get. If you haven't lived long enough to have a broad enough portfolio of experience, then you can't expect to have knowledge and wisdom.
But what's interesting about this brain area is there are now a lot of data in humans, not some mouse study, showing that when people do something they don't want to do, like add 3 hours of exercise per day or per week, or when people who are trying to diet and lose weight resist eating something.
Right.
When people do anything that they, and this is the important part, that they don't want to do.
Right.
It's not about adding more work. It's about adding more work that you don't want to do.
Yes.
This brain area gets bigger.
Yep.
The anterior mid-cingulate cortex is smaller in obese people.
Mm-hmm.
It gets bigger when they diet.
Mm-hmm.
It's larger in athletes.
Mm-hmm.
It's especially large or grows larger in people that see themselves as challenged and overcome some challenge.
Right.
And in people that live a very long time,
mm-hmm.
this area keeps its size.
Mm-hmm.
In many ways, scientists are starting to think of the anterior mid-cingulate cortex not just as one of the seats of willpower,
right,
but perhaps actually the seat of the will to live.
Be the hero of...
Someone else spoke to me the way that I speak to myself, you know, I'd have to kill that son of a because, you know, I couldn't tolerate that. I don't know why we're just so mean to ourselves, man. You know, I don't know why I get so addicted to things, you know. I'm even addicted to damn nasal spray. You know, that's about the hardest thing I've had to kick, to be honest with you.
Man, I appreciate your honesty here. But yeah, man, I'm sorry that you are so mean to yourself. You know, and I don't mean that as a reflection of who you are, because I know, like me, you don't want to be. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you because I know how hard it is to take care of ourselves. You know, I know how hard it is to take care of ourselves. I know that for me, I never wanted to take care of myself, because if I took care of myself, then I was doing somebody else's job. Instead, I just always wanted to show you how much I was hurt, you know?
Build momentum. Build confidence and momentum with each good decision that you make from here on out. You can do it. Anyone can do it. We live in unique times. We live in one of the rarest times in human history where you can choose almost all the input that comes your way. Whether it's the movies that you watch, the books you read, the podcasts you listen to, you can choose to be inspired. Do that. Do that and be the hero of your own movie.
The biggest mistake a person can do right now, no matter in which situation you are, is to give up. You might not reach the best version of yourself in this lifetime, but a better one than you are right now. The main point is to find something that you are not standing still where you are right now. At least prepare yourself slowly, step by step, to get out of that hole right now.
Was the idea that, like, I started thinking, like, every day, I was like, I hope I don't wake up. You know what I mean? And that was the thing where I was like, this is a big enough problem that, like, if you don't want to wake up, then
what have you got to lose?
Exactly. And that was it. And I was like, I have nothing to lose. And that was when I think in the last podcast we talked about this, where it's like, if everybody who's like at the bottom and feels like they have nothing going for them, reframe that as, I have nothing going for me, which also means that I have nothing to lose by taking action, it makes you a much more dangerous person. And I think that was the flip that I've had repeatedly shown to me in my life that allowed me to take the step that I was afraid to take.
Let me tell you about a voice. Not this voice, but the one inside. The one that whispers. It tells me what's right and what's not. When to leave and where to go. It's not Shakespeare. It does not speak in memorable lines. My inner voice always gives it to me straight. Tells me who my real friends are. when to say yes, when to say no. Whether the person sitting next to me is the one I'll be spending the rest of my life with or not.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Sometimes that voice is crystal clear. Go, stay, right, wrong. Sometimes it merely whispers. Don't let it drown in a noisy world, because in the end, no man, woman, or algorithm knows what's right for you. Always trust your inner voice. Everybody has one. Few listen to it.
I think a lot of times the decisions that we make are predicated on the conversations we need to have, because usually and what's interesting is you can define commitment by eliminating alternatives. So if you're committed, you've eliminated alternative actions, right? You can say I'm committed, but until you eliminate other options, you're not committed.
There's always a get out of jail free card.
Right. And so a lot of people make decisions to end relationships, to quit their job, to start the new thing, but they don't become committed to the decision until they remove the other options. And then you're forced to take action on it. And so I think actually defining those two different things. Now you could define, decision as to kill off, like dicadere from Latin. But from a colloquial thing, I think there are two different instances. It's like, I need to change this, and then I do change it. And the making the decision is when it becomes a commitment.
You've done it all. Why do you still come to the gym? 75 years old. I mean, you did the Mr. Universe.
Well, for the same reason, we talked about it. For the same reason as why am I having breakfast today? I had breakfast yesterday, I had breakfast 10 years ago. Why am I still having breakfast?
Training is part of my life. It's that simple. Nothing will ever change until I die. I will be working out, and I will be having a great time in the gym, and I will be getting the pump, and I want to feel good. And like I said, it's tough enough as it is when you get older, but you have to hold on as much as you can.
Before I go, I want to say one thing. One of my mottos is that, anything is possible. Don't think limits. And I feel that I've proven that throughout the years. I never thought I would be this great at what I've done. But I want to say to the young kids growing up, just live your dream. Work hard, stay focused, and just be strong, and just keep on pushing, and it will come true. So thank you.
People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit and they give up. And I will not be the person who quit before I got what I wanted or what I needed or what I felt I was supposed to have, and if that wasn't for me, it wasn't for me. I'm gonna keep grinding. I'm gonna keep knocking on the door until I get what I feel.
One of the most important things, never, ever quit. Never quit.
Periods in my life that I've had internal growth, which was this: work, 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 no results, but I'm a little bit better. Work, 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 no results, but I'm a little bit better. Work, 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 no results, I'm a little bit better. Work, boom,
just got paid.
I just got paid, and it looks like overnight success.
Yeah, yeah.
Only you can appreciate the genius that is you, and everybody has a genius in themselves, because at the end of the day, you're not going to die with the feelings of these people. You're going to die yourself.
Right.
So you just have to love who you are and do what you want to do. Whatever makes you happy, rock on.
I was so lost.
Yeah. And who brought you back?
Me. I think you're the only person who can bring you back. Everybody can surround you. Everybody can say, hey, man, what's going on? Are you all right? At the end of the day, you just have to take that love that you're offered and say, you know what, it is, life is pretty kick ass.
That's why losing in life is so important. Whether it's getting dumped,
getting fired, losing a game, loss, those feelings where things didn't work out your way, that's important because it lets you know this is the bad feeling that comes when it goes wrong and you improve, and then it makes the good feelings of victory all the better. And I mean that, you know, in a relative sense, like even getting good at something, forget about victory, like making a terrible book that gets rejected by every publisher and then writing a really good one and people accepting, like, I got better. Yes. Like, that's, that feeling.
That's interesting, yeah.
Those feelings of failure are really critical for your motivation.
Yeah, the conversation around people who try their best, do as many things right as they could, and yet still fall short because the world is random and unfortunate things happen. Happiness, as far as I can see it, sits in the gap between your expectations and reality. But the problem here is that people who have high standards often end up feeling a lack, right? How can people who strive like this avoid feeling despondent at falling short of their own high standards? I've heard you talk about the Statue of David saying something like, you are not all that you could be.
Then you've created a dragon that you don't have the tools to master. And so what you have to do is you have to scale the dragon down to size. And you want to scale the dragon down to size until it's a size that you are willing to move toward, however small that is. Now, you know, if you're here and your ideal is here and that gap is unbearable, then you reduce the gap and you reduce the gap. And you're going to have to do that anyways, because you're not going to move from where you are to perfect in one fell swoop, right? There's going to be incremental steps. So you have to fill in that hierarchy of progression.
So what I do in that 1 second, because we all think about quitting, it's hard. But what you have to do in that 1 second is hard to process information during pain. Because that pain takes over and you can't think rationally. You're thinking about fight or flight, save yourself. That's not a rational thought. It's not a thought that's going to get you through hard times. Most people fail that 1 second. So what happens, what I do in that 1 second, and there's a bigger process to all this, but in that 1 second, I physically stayed in that water. Because if I get out of the water, I quit.
It's an urge. Truth be told, every champion has felt it. Every president has felt it. Every king has felt it. Every lion has felt it. Every winner has felt it. Every soldier has felt it. Every victorious person has felt it. The urge to quit. Don't you give up on your dream.
Everybody has a turn back moment. You have a moment where you can go forward or you can give up. But the thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen. That's the guarantee of quitting, that it will never happen, no way under the sun. The only way the possibility remains that it can happen is if you never give up, no matter what. Because God is always coming. He's never too late.
It was very hard. And here's what I want to say to you. For those of you that have experienced some hardships, don't give up on your dream. No one could have convinced me by holding on, by continuing to push forward, by continuing to run toward my dream, that one day I would have my own talk show. It's a long shot, ladies and gentlemen, from Liberty City, an abandoned building on a floor, never knowing my mother or father. It's a long shot. Being here with you today in this dome in Atlanta, it's a long shot. No college training, labeled, educable, mentally retarded, but I kept running toward my dream.
I don't care if you don't have the money, you don't have the help, and you don't have the family for it, and you don't have the background for it, and you don't have the friends for it. Don't you give up on your dream. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. It may take you twice as long. You may have to take courses and classes. You might not read as fast. You might not move as quick. You might not have as much. But don't you quit. Don't you quit. Don't you quit. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. As weak as you are, as tired as you are, as many mistakes as you made, you do make a difference. There is something they would lose if you were not there. There was something that they would miss if you were not there. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. Keep hopping.
And I will not be the person who quit before I got what I wanted or what I needed or what I felt I was supposed to have, you know? Like, and if that wasn't for me, it wasn't for me. I'ma keep grinding, I'ma keep knocking on the door until I get what I feel. That's been something I've always felt. Since having the name Michael Jordan and understanding that there's another guy out there named Michael Jordan that was the best ever to do something. And for the people who are listening who, you know, who do have, you know, that doesn't feel like they can change the circumstances with the way they think or they feel, just hold on. Just endure. Endure, you know?
When I was in the military, we go on these instructor-led runs. Most of the time, we knew the start and end point. So on the way back, I start seeing people getting happy and because the end was near. But there were some asshole instructors that would hear the happiness and go right on past the end point. When that happened, everybody stopped talking. Heads would stop dropping. And I start taking souls. At that time, I knew what happened in their minds. They were living off the hope factor. They hoped the instructors would stop running. They hoped the water was never cold. They hoped the weather was good. I don't live off that hope. I wish the water was cold. I wish the motherfucking instructors keep on running. I wish the rain. When the ending is unknown and the distance is unknown, that's when you know who the fuck you are. Stay hard.
Everything that's in your imagination, God gonna make it come true for you. You just got to believe that. God make dreams come true. He take poor kids with speech impediments and put them all over TV. He take drug dealers and turn them into doctors. If God can do that for me, explain to me how he can't do it for you. You just got to believe, man. Don't ever give up and keep believing because God is real. Don't you listen to nobody telling you God ain't real. They done lost their ever-loving mind.
Lay hold of it. You lay hold of it. And when that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in his eye and say, I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me. You will not defeat me. You will not destroy me. Some of you are so ignorant. You've been through so much hell. You gonna quit now? You should have quit 10 years ago when you got raped. You should have quit 10 years ago when he walked out on you. You should have been quit. You don't quit now. It's the 10th round. You got two more to go. And when you get to success, it's not about skill. When you get to a certain level of success, it's about stamina. It's about stamina. It's about, you won't break me. You can't take me. I fought too long. I fought too hard. If I was going to quit Satan, you should have got me a 17 homes. You should have broke me when I was eating out of trash can. It's too late now. It's too late. You should have broke me a long time ago. I'm unbreakable now. Your only chance at this point is you got to kill me. Martin Luther King, you got to kill me now. And then when you kill me, MLK, my legacy will live. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? You not hearing what I'm telling you? Y'all thinking it's about talent. It's not. It's about taking the gift you got and laying hold of it. Have you ever laid hold of something? You created that thing. This ain't no job. That thing speaks about who you are as a person, how you approach life. This ain't no gig. This is the essence of who I am. This is my spirit. This is my character. This ain't no job. Why you treat it like a job? It's your calling. Lay hold of it. Some of you need to stop listening to motivational speaking and you need to become one. You need to stop being inspired and you need to start inspiring. I don't know who you are, but you know you fiend out. You watched enough videos. No more video ain't gonna do nothing for you.
Action is going to do something for you now.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.